Welcome to another episode of Jason Rants the Leftovers. Think of this as the show after the show, where I'm not done talking after the live radio show, so I continue to talk in podcast form. So thank you so much for becoming a subscriber and liking the show, and hopefully giving it a five-star review on whatever platform it is that you're using to listen. I saw a tweet today. I was going to bring it up on the air. We ended up running out of time. I went longer than I expected on the Spokane story with the racist newsletter. You can read more about that at ktth.com or listen to the third hour of the podcast today. But it was a tweet that caught my attention because I've been seeing this a lot, and it is so self-destructive. Republicans in Washington state are, it almost seems intentional, trying to make it so that we don't get a Republican governor. Look, I have not done an endorsement between Dave Reichert and Semi Bird. You should vote for who you think can win. I've been pretty consistent, however, from the beginning, in that I'm not going to lie to pump up any single candidate. And that means lie for their good or to their detriment. And I've said this to Semi Bird directly on this show. The polls show he cannot win. Can that change? 100%. Of course. Of course they can change. You campaign hard enough, you meet enough people, your message starts to resonate. Absolutely, you can gain momentum and you can win some votes enough to get you into the general. The same thing can happen once you make it to the general, that the momentum continues to build. You know, maybe you throw in a flub or two by Bob Ferguson, who's going to be also in the general. And yeah, you can absolutely win. I'm not going to pretend that that's easy or even likely. Possible? Yes. I'm not going to endorse either of the candidates. I generally don't. Will this be a year in which I change my mind? I guess, sure. We'll see how things progress. But I want to be fair to both sides while not pulling punches. Now, I see this over and over and over again. I'm just going to read you a message I got on Twitter. Dave Reichert is not a Republican. Look at his voting record. He's also not the leading candidate. Semi Bird is. Okay. So both of his statements that this person made, and I'm assuming done in good faith, both of those statements are verifiably false. 100% false. Every single poll. When you're looking at it from a Republican perspective, shows Dave Reichert the leading Republican candidate. When you look at those polls, depending on the poll, is either Bob Ferguson in the lead or Dave Reichert in the lead. My guess is Bob Ferguson is in the lead because he's a Democrat and this is a Democrat stronghold, right? I don't even think it's going to be easy for Dave Reichert to win. I'm not going to say otherwise. But it is foolish and just illogical to argue that he doesn't have a better shot than Semi Bird to beat Bob Ferguson. It is a lie to say anything otherwise. It's a bad faith claim. The people who make this claim because they don't like Dave Reichert. Now, Dave Reichert is also obviously a Republican. You can take issue with certain votes he's taken. Sure. That happens all the time. A member of Congress, if you expect them to vote with you 100% of the time because you've convinced yourself that you found a politician that represents every bit of what you think, you're either lying to yourself or you're lying to others. That perfect candidate does not exist, and that includes Donald Trump. Donald Trump is not a perfect candidate. You don't agree with him on absolutely everything. I mean, one thing that we can point out to that Republicans push back against, and these were Trump supporters, the vaccine. He was pushing the vaccine. He did not fire Anthony Fauci when he should have. Did you agree with those positions? No, of course not. But you still like him. You still support him because overall you agree with him. You think he speaks for you. You believe that he sees the issues that are harming you the most or impacting you the most, and he would be better to address them than Joe Biden. I think you're right. I think that of myself as well, that he would better serve me as an American citizen, as a Seattle resident. But I'm not going to pretend that Dave Reichert is not a Republican because some hardcore conservatives by Washington standards want to bully me into thinking and might say, oh, well, I'm not going to listen to your radio show then. Okay, then don't listen. I mean, truly, if you don't want to listen because you don't like one thing that I say, okay, then this is not the show for you, period. I don't say things because I think you want to hear them. I say things because I either think you do need to hear it or because that's how I view things. And my name is on the show, so I get to talk about what I think. I hope to represent the other sides of issues, including other sides in the conservative argument. Like, that's a goal of mine. Am I perfect at that? No. Do I always do that? No. Sometimes I don't even see sometimes what folks who are further to the right than I am. I was called a rhino the other day, which is just stupid. Like, okay, yeah, I'm not a Republican, I'm a liberal. And then, of course, in the same week, I got called out by the stranger as being far right. So, you know, sort of pick a lane that you want me to go down and just, you know, accuse me of doing that, but let's stop the nonsense. Dave Reichert doesn't have a perfect voting record from a conservative standpoint because he represented a purple district. He represented a purple district that right now is blue. He was the reason that Republicans got the votes they needed to pass meaningful legislation. There are always going to be times when people who are in Reichert's position, who are in purple districts, where there is always the threat of a Democrat win. Or the reverse, a Republican win. They will always take political votes, and 9 times out of 10, those political votes do not impact the end result of a piece of legislation. 9 times out of 10. And they do that so they can go back to their districts that are purple, that are swing districts, and argue to the moderate Democrats who would like to see a Democrat in a position, don't really like the idea of a Republican, but they're willing to give an independent-minded Republican their support. He just goes up to them and says, look, I did this against what my party wanted to because I think that this is the best move for this district. And you know what? I'll also point out that the best representatives, the best of them, will sometimes vote against their party if it benefits their constituency. That's what they're going to do. And I would argue that, yeah, sometimes what's best for an individual party is not always what's best for an individual community. And I want someone, especially on the House side of things, to look out for the communities. Now, whether or not you think that's what he did doesn't matter to me. I don't care what you think. You get to disagree with me, and I'm totally okay with that. But this idea that it's somehow a reflection of him truly being a Democrat is absolute nonsense. It's absolute nonsense. And as I told this guy on Twitter, I'll tell to you, especially if you're someone who believes that. And by the way, you can be a big fan of Semi Bird. You can vote for him if you want. Again, do what you want. But the infighting is bad because the polls show that Dave Reichert is going to get into the general. If we don't have Republican voters, we're definitely going to lose. We're definitely going to lose. You can pretend he's a Democrat, but explain this to me. Why would he pretend to be a Republican? In Washington State, why would he pretend to be a Republican? What's the point there? The identity of Republican already puts him at a disadvantage in Washington State. Remember the last time we had a Republican governor in Washington? Yeah, decades. So why precisely would he not come out as a Democrat, which would guarantee he would be the top contender in this case? Because clearly folks on the left have recognized what's been going on with the crime crisis. They know who's to blame. And Dave Reichert is a former sheriff who's also a Democrat in their view. Why would they not go with him? Because they would assume he would be tough on crime. I mean, why do you think Bob Ferguson all of a sudden is talking about crime, pretending that he supports cops and he's going to take on the crime crisis that his party helped create? He's doing that because he knows the threat of a Dave Reichert to bring people from the middle and who are moderate Democrats to his side. Because there are a lot of moderate Democrats who see their own party as too extreme now. They might have gone with it early on because they didn't know any better. They were caught up in the movement. But now they've seen the results. And then on top of that, they hear this stuff about, you know, 17,000 different genders. Transgender 11-year-olds can run away for top surgery without parental consent. Like, they look at that and they say, okay, that's crazy. I'm tolerant, but this has nothing to do with tolerance. That's just child abuse. And they're willing to go with someone who's more moderate on the right, who takes on issues that matter to them, which is why I imagine they look at Dave Reichert as pretty appealing. The problem is, they don't look at Semi Byrd and say he's appealing if they're looking for someone who they think would be a moderate Republican. A moderate Republican can win in Washington State. A quote-unquote far-right Republican? No, they can't. Not in Washington State, not now. There's no indication that will change. From an independent, I'm talking about moderate Democrat point of view. They're never going to vote for that person because they will be seen as crazy as the far left is seen in their eyes. That's how this works. So just logically, it makes no sense for Dave Reichert to call himself a Republican when he could have a much easier time and be the number one right now if he were a Democrat. But he's not a Democrat. He's not. And the reason why I point this out is because if Reichert is the one who gets to the general, I fear that the Semi Byrd fans will try to sabotage, will try to convince people not to vote. Okay, great. You just cost the election for sure. Now, let's say he's a moderate to a fault. Let's say he's the moderate Republican like he was in Congress, in your view. Would you rather have someone who will take positions that you agree with 8 times out of 10 or 0 out of 10? You tell me. Be honest. Because if you don't vote for the Republican, whoever it happens to be in the general, you are guaranteeing a Bob Ferguson victory. If you're okay with that, then by all means, continue this destructive path. But I don't think that that's smart. I don't think it's wise. I don't think it's going to accomplish anything that will better your life or better this state. Period. End of story. Meanwhile, since we are talking about politics, there was a comment that Dana Perino made on The Five. And it was around Ronna McDaniel getting canceled over at NBC News. She was terminated earlier this week, less than a couple days after it was even announced that she got the contributorship. Listen to what Dana Perino said in the context of why folks on the radical left were claiming offense at Ronna McDaniel. Oh my God, because she questioned something with the election.
I also think that there were, of course, obviously some problems within the election when you had the election during COVID with state laws that were changed immediately. And so all of a sudden, if you say, yeah, of course there were things that were not great and we should fix those things, you're an election denier. That doesn't work. But you watch the media is trying to shift a little bit so that everybody who says we should make sure that, you know, ballot harvesting is not abused, then you're an election denier. That's not the case, but that's what they're trying.
So that's the thing here, and she's 100% correct. Anyone, and you probably who are listening have experienced this at some point, anyone who says they care about election security or asks questions in good faith, serious questions in good faith, and wonder why they got two ballots, people like that, and you point to this and say, well, this is a problem, you're immediately called an election denier. Immediately. It's like automatic. That should be a red flag to everyone. Why is it that they don't want us talking about this issue? I think it's because they believe that there are significant issues, but they believe that the issues actually benefit their side. So they don't want anyone to look too deeply into it. I don't believe that this is being done as some like devious scheme, right? I don't think that there's some giant conference room right now with various Democrat talking heads to get together and say, okay, how do we continue to cheat this election? I don't believe that. But there are obviously some problems. Very clearly, we've covered some of them here in Washington State. But the people who tell you not even to ask any questions or point out something that is very obvious, that should be a red flag. And there have been a lot of red flags being thrown by the folks who went after Ronna McDaniel. Thank you so much for tuning in. I really do appreciate it. I'll see you tomorrow.